Yesterday, the Masterpiece Cake or Masterpiece Bakery versus Sodomite Sam and Sodomite Stephen made its way into the Supreme Court of the United States. Arguments were held yesterday on whether or not Christian folk can actually be Christian folks and have businesses and deny services for the advancement of sodomy, for the advancement of sins that cry out to heaven for vengeance. And that's what they are. So the court heard arguments. Now, some people say that the arguments actually went in favor of the plaintiff, the guy that's being sued. Jack Phillips is his name. He is the proprietor of Masterpiece Bake Shop. And he's being sued by this pair of gay Dracula Marxist sodomite vampires. I read a recount of the story yesterday. Here's how this went down. The young, blooming sodomites, drunk in love with one another, told one of their mothers of their intention to marry. How appropriate that one of the sodomites would go and ask the other sodomite's mother for permission to marry him. Look, while we're destroying traditions, let's destroy another one. You don't want to ask his father? Bah! Fathers don't matter. Fathers stink. I asked mama. So he went and asked his mother if he could have his son's hand in marriage. Now, just chew on that for just a moment. Think of all the Hollywood stereotypes or all the movies that you may have seen over the years where a very nervous young man goes into some house and goes and axes father who's got a shotgun in one hand and a lion or a buffalo whip in the other.
Sir,
I've come to ask for Lorelai's hand in marriage. Flip that upside down and have an effeminate booster of buggery going to another booster or receiver of buggeries, mother, and asking for his hand in marriage. From there, after the mother went, "Oh, I'm going to be the happiest. I can't wait to walk you down the aisle. I'm going to be the happiest mother of a sodomite ever. Let's go order a cake. Hey, there's this dude over on Johnson Street. He makes the best wedding cakes there are to make. He makes special designs and, you know, he makes them all frilly and frilly and girly and, pink and stuff. Oh, it's going to be, he'll make us a wonderful cake. And, of course, he'll make a Stan and a Steve standing there with Mama holding their hands in the middle. I now pronounce you man and man. So they went into Masterpiece Cake Shop. The mother went with them. Nothing like having parental approval for acts of brigand, mortal sin. So they sashayed into the baked up. Hi! We're going to order a wedding cake. Now, at first, Mr. Phillips, the proprietor of the shop, said, okay. Then when he learned that they wanted him to create a special design for Stan and Steve, he went, fellas, you can buy anything in the shop, but I'm a Christian. I'm not a promoter or a defender of gay marriage, you know. Marxist sodomite vampire's wedding. I'm going to have to say no. Look, you can buy anything in the shop. or anything I've already made, but I'm not making a case for that. Cake for that. At which point little Stevie and little Stan got their feelings all hurt and their silk tidy whites twisted in a wad and got into a shouting match with Mitter Phillips. Began calling him names and telling him to f*** off. And f*** you and f*** your stupid faker, you motherfucker, and f*** you and f***. Everybody that was around could hear this, according to eyewitnesses to it. All the man did was say, I won't design you. I'm not going to design something to assist in your sin. That's 5 years ago now. So what ultimately happened to Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Cake? He ultimately stopped making wedding cakes because why? Well, the radical proponents of sodomite marriage, and there is no such thing, sodomite unions, rather, kept sending couples in there to ask. And of course, every time he was confronted with, I have to say no, another charge was trumped up and sent to the Colorado Human Rights Commission. Ultimately, every court in Colorado ruled against Phillips. It's the same way with the woman who owned the flower shop up in Washington State. Not one in four different, she went to four different levels of court, all the way to the Washington State Supreme Court. Not one dissenting vote. The Zeitgeist fix is in, folks.